we can't miss that he not only washes the feet of the disciples, but one of those, name is Judas. Nothing in the text tells us he was washing the disciples' feet and he got to Judas and said, "Not you, buddy." He knows he is his betrayer. It's going to tell us at the end of our text that he knows this. In Luke 22:21, it says, "But behold, the hand of him who betrays me is with me on the table." John 13:26 says he gave a morsel to Judas after he said he would give the morsel to the one who would betray him. And he says, "What you are going to do, do quickly." He washes the feet of his betrayer. He washes the feet of his enemy. We tend to hear when Jesus says, "Love your enemies," and think that's just an exaggeration. I mean, nobody can really love their enemies, so at least be nice to most people. It's not an exaggeration. You do understand that in the midst of battle, even in the midst of, let's say, earthly warfare, you can be a part of an army that believes it's a just cause for a greater good to defeat an enemy, but it's very possible to capture somebody on the enemy and treat them with great kindness because they're a human being. Right? I know soldiers who've captured people and shared the gospel with them. That makes perfect sense. By the way, we better get a handle on that. Right? We can boldly do things like say, "Listen, the redefinition of marriage legally in our culture is wrong. It's sinful. It's going to destroy lives." We are going to do that. We are never going to back off of that. That's the most fundamental institution that God ever created. And anything other than one man and one woman is not marriage, no matter how many times you label it as marriage. But the same-sex couple that moves in next door are people. They're not just part of an agenda. They're people who need Jesus. So when they move in next door, you say, "Praise God, He put them next door to me. I'm going to love them and befriend them. And if I'm going to love them, I cannot compromise the truth, but they are going to hear the truth from the lips of someone who serves them," metaphorically washes their feet. You say, "Well, I can't do that." Jesus washes Judas's feet. Loving your enemies.